I got to tell you, one of the greatest exhibits to come into Chicago since the Rolling Stones. It's right downtown at the Museum of Broadcast Communications on the corner of State and Kinsey. You can go to snlchicago.com for tickets. Joining us to talk about it is the Chief Communications Officer at Conagra Brands, my old buddy, John Harris. And John, I can't say enough about this experience that I saw over the weekend. I just love it. First of all, we all grew up with SNL, didn't we?
Totally. Pete, I mean, it is fantastic. You know, you and I said it the other night, it is the must-see experience for Chicago. And you know, for the next 14 months, live from Chicago, it's always going to be Saturday night.
It really is. You know, I love the Rolling Stones exhibit at Navy Pier, and this is comparable, isn't it?
This, you know, the Stones I thought was great. The Bowie exhibit, you know, we're getting known, really, if you think about it, from a Chicago standpoint, we're really getting to be known for these pop culture experiences. We had Bowie a few years ago at the MCA.
Right.
It was the Stones at Navy Pier. I think Jurassic Park is still running at the Field Museum. And, you know, now SNL, and SNL has raised the stakes. I mean, this is something, you know, we're sponsoring it, but I had no idea really how amazing it was going to be until we went Friday night. And it totally blew away all my expectations.
Well, explain to people exactly what it is.
Okay. In 2015, SNL celebrated its 40th year on the air. And to mark the occasion, they brought in this amazing genius, a guy named Mark Locke, who's the creative director, who's also obviously the creative director of the entire exhibit here in Chicago. Had a huge run in New York. And then Larry Wirt, Bruce DeMont, and Mark Locke said, you know what, where's the next place this has to be? And they thought, with all the amazing talent coming out of Chicago, it's got to be here. And the museum commemorating its 35th year, it was the perfect way to commemorate this by having this. And it's really an exhibit that it's designed to chronicle the show's history and kind of take you through each visitor through the hectic week schedule. So,
right.
You know, you really feel, and you know it, and listeners and attendees will get a chance to experience when you walk in. I mean, you know, it's like you're walking into SNL, and they take you through the whole week. On Monday, Lorne Michaels and the writers meet the guest hosts, and the visits with the writers they have, and they've got video with Seth Meyers and Jim Downey that really kind of captures the excitement and insecurity of having to be hilarious on demand by Tuesday, which is when the bulk of the show, the week show, gets written. Then Thursday and Friday, we visit with set designers, makeup artists. We get a chance to see facial casts that are made of cast members for the sake of fitting prop mustaches, glasses, and such. And then you get a chance to see all those costumes. So Church Lady, Killer Bees, cheerleaders, Nick the Lounge Singer, even the recent addition for Chicago, which is Alec Baldwin's Donald J. Trump getup. And we also have a Bears superfan costume, and there's an explanation now of the show's deep ties to Chicago. And then Saturday, everything captures the energy backstage. You go to the fourth floor, you're in the control room, and then you walk into a full-scale replica of SNL's longtime home, Studio 8H, and you don't get a chance to just look at it, Pete. As you know, you go out on a video presentation, you hear a monologue done by Tina Fey, which was done right for the exhibit, and you get a quiz show sketch, which was brilliant, Jeopardy, and a performance of Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars, and you see
right.
All the musical guests, and it is unlike anything I've ever experienced before. It's awesome.
This is why I love it, because you are the main sponsor, Conagra Brands, John Harris, and you're excited about it. As you're talking about it, even though I went through it, I'm excited because I can't wait to go back and take my wife. But when you walk in the front door at the Museum of Broadcast Communications for the SNL experience, you see all the headshots right away and all the people. You're like, oh my God, there's a guy from Chicago. You try to point out all the people from Chicago, and we were such a huge influence on SNL.
Still are. I mean, you and I were with Chris Redd and Alex Moffat and others the other night.
Right.
Tim Meadows. I mean, really, if you think about it, I think this, you know, Chicago, in my opinion, and your opinion, best city in the world. And frankly, there is no better city to celebrate Saturday Night Live and its roots than our city, Chicago.
As you walk through, you can sit on the Wayne's World couch.
Yes, which we did. As
which,
And you could sit behind the Jeopardy podium as as Turd Ferguson.
Turd Ferguson. Take pictures. I mean, I was asking, there was a security guard in every single room, and I said, hey, listen, do you mind if I sit on the couch? And she said, of course, we encourage people to do that. Take as many pictures as you want. And that's the cool part. It's just not looking at these. You can sit there and take a picture in Wayne's World's basement.
It's everything. The paneling, the refrigerator. I mean, they've really gone to the chairs. They have gone through the complete, they've investigated everything down to again, even the chairs that are there. You are experiencing Wayne World. The only thing that's not there, but their costumes are, is Mike Myers and Dana Carvey. But it's like that throughout. And did you notice through the exhibit, like even the security folks knew the story. So,
oh, yeah.
Which I've never experienced before, where they know the information as well.
And you have the set from the 40th anniversary, right?
You have the set from the 40th anniversary.
Yep.
You have so much there. It really is. You feel, and I've visited SNL in New York. You feel there's no difference. The only difference is we are in the amazing city of Chicago, and we get a chance to really experience and interact with the sets and the costumes, and you get a chance to really, you learn so much. That's what kind of struck me the most interesting is that, you know, you don't expect when you go through an exhibit like this, the expectation is to laugh when you go through it, but you don't know you're going to learn a lot. And I could say I learned a ton. I mean, the best thing about this is you learn about the process. And I think, Pete, the next time that we watch SNL at 10:30 on NBC, you're going to say to yourself, well, now I know what it takes to put this show together. It's all explained and celebrated at this exhibit. It's awesome.
SNLChicago.com is the website where you can get tickets. Now, besides seeing the stage and Wayne's World set, there is the actual opening monologue scripts that are in a case, and they show they have a script for show number one there with George Carlin, and this is what we're going to do. And I took a picture of it, and I'm like, holy moly, this is history right here. And you can actually read the scripts. And you talked about the control room, and one of the things in the control room that I think a lot of people missed was Gilda's shoes were in there in a box. Did you happen to notice those pink shoes?
Do you know that they even have under cases, and they've recreated Lauren's desk, so it's it is Lauren's desk.
Yes, his office in there.
His office, and you walk in there, and under cases, they've got thank you notes from when Steve Martin wrote his first thank you note from appearing on the show, or Elle McPherson, Paul Simon. I mean, it's amazing how they archived all of this, too. I mean, I can't find my car keys in the morning. These guys have these thank you notes that were written 45 years ago.
Yes. We're talking to John Harris from ConAgra. You are the main sponsor. When they asked you to do this, did you waver? You say, I'm in 100%.
You know what? We moved to Chicago a couple of years ago, the company. We were based in Omaha. Still have an amazing presence there, but we've made Chicago our headquarters. And we are always looking for ways to support our community, support our city in a big way. So when Larry Wood had approached me and said, listen, I think this is an amazing exhibition. I think it's going to make such a big difference. And I think your support would be incredibly appreciated. And I think it would also be great to celebrate ConAgra in our city for you to be part of this. And we jumped at the chance, Pete. It really is something special. And for us, you know, a company that has been around for 100 years, but also is looking forward to the future and being as innovative and as different today and tomorrow and 10, 15 years down the line than we were over the last 100 years, it's very similar to SNL.
Right.
So there's a great parallel there, and we're always pushing the envelope. We're always, like SNL is looking to create memories and laughs and poignant experiences for viewers. We're looking to do the same thing with our consumers through food. So it's kind of an innovative match. So it made perfect sense, and we're happy to do it.
SNL's been around since 1975, okay? And as I was walking through the experience, I was saying to myself, oh, my God, I remember this skit when I was in high school. Oh, yeah, this is college. Oh, I remember staying home when Charlie was born and watching SNL. Every Saturday night, if I wasn't watching it, I was taping it on my VCR, now DVR, and I've watched it almost every single week as long as I can remember. I mean, it's like you're walking through history.
What's so amazing about it too, as we were talking about this the other night, is that the show, in my opinion, is better now than ever before, and that's saying a lot because the show has been phenomenal. You know, we've had up years, we've had down years, but the show in all has had this phenomenal run. But last year, for something to be so strong that originated in 1975 and to be so strong now and continuing to get even stronger, it says so much about that. But it also reminds us what a big part it's been of our lives. Like, to your point, it's not only affected comedy, which is a given. Music. I mean, look at the musical guests. When they show montage, you've got McCartney, you've got George Harrison, you have Britney Spears, you have everybody.
The Rolling Stones. I mean, anybody and everybody has been on that show.
Bruce, Prince.
Right.
I mean, you look at that, and then you see, it's affected comedy, it's affected music, of course, in a big way, and then you look at the effect that it's had on politics, too, and you go through the years of whether it's Chevy Chase playing Gerald Ford.
Okay, stop right there for a second, because I brought that up. They showed that footage of Chevy Chase playing Gerald Ford. It's the worst impression ever, but he falls down and you laugh. That's what was funny about it. There's no impression there whatsoever.
that is so true. It's not like he's not even going for the imitation. Like,
no.
It's like me saying, you know, I'm Gerald Ford, and then I just fall down. And so over the years, they've gotten a lot better. But, you know, now you've got Baldwin doing Trump brilliantly. Whether you're a Trump fan or not, you have to admit that the imitation is just a brilliant satirical experience. You've got Kate McKinnon doing everyone from Hillary on.
Right.
The show is incredible, and the run is just, there's no signs of stopping. And even the newer cast members that you and I met the other night, Chris Redd and Alex Moffat and these guys, I mean, they are the next generation, and they are knockdown funny. And it's so great to have this in our city for the best reason of all, which is so much of the talent, and I would have to say the majority of the talent, either comes from Chicago or spent a large amount of time in Chicago, whether at IO or at Second City, honing their craft. And there's no better place on earth for this exhibit, and honestly, we are so proud to be part of this, and I can't wait to go back again. In fact, I was going to call you. We should go next weekend.
Well, I got to get my wife through it, because she's an even bigger fan than I am, and when you walk through and you start thinking, who are your favorite characters over the years? Because I saw the cheerleader costume, I saw Buckwheat, I started thinking the husband and wife team, that, you know, the church singers.
Love that. When Will Ferrell does and Anna Gasteyer do the middle school singers, and they do all the contemporary songs, but they do them as I used to perform them in chorus and chamber choir.
Right, of course.
You look at Fred Garvin, you look at the Belushi, you know, as Samurai, you look at the Blues Brothers, then you go Church Lady,
How about Billy Crystal? They showed footage of him doing Sammy Davis Jr. I'm like, oh my God, Billy Crystal was on SNL. I forgot all about that.
Well, by the way, do you remember years ago, they didn't tell anyone in 84 that was Billy Crystal. So, someone's doing Sammy Davis Jr., you know it's a cast member. I could not for the life of me figure out who it was, because the makeup was perfect. And but you look at Christopher Guest. Look at the talent. Obviously, Eddie Murphy. Look at Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Brad Hall, Tim Kazurinski, of course, we spent time with the other night. Tim Meadows. You know, obviously, Tracy Morgan, Tina Fey. Adam Sandler. It's just amazing how influential this show has been in our lives and actually lives around the world.
Here's a question for you. I didn't see her on Friday night, but was Sharna there? Sharna Halpern from the IO Theater?
I think she was.
She was?
I did not see her either when I was looking for her.
Okay. Sharna doesn't get enough credit, because she finds this talent and she sends them to New York. She's a Chicago gem.
Without a doubt, she is a treasure. In fact, one of the newest cast members, Luke, he just found out like a week before, he was working in River North at a startup, and he was working at IO, and he was doing he was doing improv.
Right.
And he found out the week, I guess it was the week before, that he had gotten the show, had to quit his job, moved to New York, moved from uh, from the friendly confines of Wrigleyville to Hell's Kitchen in New York City and is making a go of it. But that's how quick it has to happen. And, you know, I was talking to these guys the other night. That's the great thing about this, too, is when you go to that room and it's almost, you know, they've recreated through video and the table,
right.
The actual writing process. And these folks are on call 24/7. It's like they're wanted in surgery. And it is a feverish, mad dash to Saturday night. I have a whole new appreciation for this show, and I think everyone who goes through this exhibit and experiences it will have a whole new appreciation for what tremendous talent is involved in this show at all levels, not just on screen, but the writers, the costume folks,
right.
Everyone. It is a labor of love, and these folks love it. They admit that they're a little crazy, but that Lorne Michaels is a genius. But they said there's no better place on the world to work.
It's at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, which is right on the corner of State and Kinzie. You can go to snlchicago.com for tickets. The SNL experience is here in Chicago for a while now, isn't it?
It is. We are here for the next 14 months. So between now and December of 18, it will always be Saturday night.
God, that's awesome. It's one of the best things I've seen in a long time. John Harris, ConAgra Brands is the main sponsor. John, great to talk to you. Have a good week.
You too. I will talk with you soon. And thanks again. I'm going to go back to that exhibit. I'm going to plan on going back this week, so I'll let you know.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
See you, brother.
It's 720 WGN.